Are there known risk factors? Are there predisposing kinds of factors that would make it more likely for you to get the disease?
There are. EoE, first of all, is more common in men than in women. It's about 3-to-1, men to women, and we don't really know why that is. There's some studies looking at the genetics that are starting to sort this out, but that's an easy risk factor to know about. In terms of race, it's mostly seen more, or it's seen more commonly in white people rather than other races. But here at UNC, we have about 15-20% of the patients are African American. It's rarely seen in people of Asian descent and of Hispanic descent, interestingly enough. And again, the reasons for that are not well known. It can run in families. There are some genetic predispositions and some gene mutations that have been found. It's certainly not a one-gene disease. It looks to be a complicated disease with multiple mutations that could cause it. But within families, there's about a 3% risk between either a parent and a child or a child and their sibling. And again, that's compared to about 1 in 2,000 in the general population. So there is some elevated risk in families. Then if you look at other risk factors, there's a lot of associated allergic disease. These patients in kids, maybe up to 80%, in adults, maybe up to 60% would have asthma, or at least one of asthma or food allergies or eczema or environmental allergies. So that's a common thing.
And there's things that travel together.
They do travel together. Then the other thing is, well, what could be some more interesting risk factors, not just sort of the demographics? So this is some areas that I have done research in. And working with some colleagues, actually at the School of Public Health here, we've done some relatively large epidemiologic studies and have found, interestingly, that EoE, it tends to be relatively more common in rural areas rather than in urban areas, which is actually the opposite that you usually think about for allergic diseases. And again, it may point to something in the environment. Is there something in terms of vegetation or temperature? We've shown some differences by climate zone, or something that's used in those areas of the environment that may predispose.
More in southern climes than northern climes, or the other way around?
It's actually most common in dry, arid climates, and then actually a little bit more common in colder climates than in temperate. And when you break down diagnosis by those climates, all comers, you see a peak of diagnosis around June or July, but in colder climates, it's shifted further with a peak in about August. Huh. And in the hotter ones, it's shifted a little bit earlier. Again, it may be indicating something in the environment. And then another interesting thing is that we've associated EoE with the lack of H. pylori infection. And H. pylori is an infection in the stomach that's been in people for millions of years. And we know it causes gastric cancer and gastric ulcers and small bowel ulcers. And so that's something that's been really wiped out of the environment over the last 20 or 30 years. And it may be, rather than something increasing in the environment, something getting taken away. So it's another interesting hypothesis.
We all need to live with mutual respect with our various bugs that are part of our,
that's right,
of our not only our gastrointestinal tract, but every mucosal surface.
Absolutely.
That's really strange. Can you imagine if the eradication of the bug that is attributable to gastric inflammation of one kind or the other is the driving force behind this new condition?
Yeah,
then we'll all be taking pills that have H. pylori.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's been associated with an increase in asthma and eczema too, so it's very interesting.